College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 112. Happy New Year. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
Happy New Year, Drabby. This is Valdez. This is Matt Valdez. I have a pet peeve. Have you noticed there's a lot of people that say Happy New Years? They put the S.
Yeah, well, you're just a donk.
Yeah, you're officially a donk. You're officially a donk if you say Happy New Years.
I think a caller did that yesterday. I picked up on it. It was annoying, but I think I'm over the Happy New Year. It's January 4th. I said it to the custodian out there a few minutes ago. Felt a little sheepish about it. I hadn't seen him yet, but
I feel like after a week, that's your grace period.
Yeah, a week is how come you don't say Merry Christmas 4 days after Christmas?
New Year is kind of extended though, because everyone's kind of getting into their new rhythms and new routines, and yeah, everyone's doing their resolution thing, so it kind of lingers on. It's kind of like the party that lingers on.
It's just a greeting. That's all it is. It's something to say. It's like the weather. I know that you are trying to hype up resolutions this week, and you just said something so corny to me before we started the show
I was being nice and I asked you what your resolutions were for the new year.
Well, you said I said I like
New Year's, and well, everyone knows that we like New Year's on this show. Mm-hmm. But I was saying that I like New Year's resolutions because it is a kind of a kick in the butt to get your life reset. And that's the way you should look at it. And every year you have the opportunity to change something about yourself.
First off, I disagree with that in the fact that every day is a chance to kick yourself in the butt and to make a life change.
Okay. I won't disagree with you, but it seems like New Year's has that market cornered. When it comes to change.
On this show, our calendar year starts on Memorial Day. All right. This show, our new year is in May.
All right? Memorial Day has a lot of significance.
It's officially
season.
Beginning of the calendar for this show. I have one resolution this year. I've made it in the past that I've never followed through, but I already placed an order on Amazon. It arrives today. A couple of days behind. I'm reading one book a month.
Drab's in the book club.
I'm in the book club. One book a month. There's like this philosopher guy on Instagram that I follow named Ryan Holiday. And yeah, I think he owns a bookstore or something. Uh-huh. He's always offering up great nonfiction. I'm a big nonfiction guy.
No, me too.
Yeah. I
can't do fiction. I need.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
I need to feel like I'm learning something.
Which is a little ironic because I don't really like nonfiction on television.
Huh,
like documentaries, boring. Yeah. Documentaries are boring to me. Been there, done that.
I know. I can tell you your mindset. It's when you're reading, you want to feel like you're learning.
Right.
And I'm the same way. When I'm reading something, I'm not reading for fantasy. I'm not reading to escape. I feel like I'm reading to enrich myself. And that's what you want to do.
I don't think I'll ever read a fictional book for the rest of my life, other than what I'm reading to my kids. But for my own pleasure, a fictional book, what a waste of time.
I think you just like the idea of having a book by your nightstand.
No, that's actually not it. I like the idea of people thinking that I'm learned. Or me tricking myself into thinking that I'm learning something.
Don't you remember my book theory?
What's that?
About women love books because they like to think that they're always learning something. Women love the idea of books more than men.
No, but women like fiction. They like romance novels. Love stories. I mean, guys like science fiction, I guess. But that to me, that's just I'd rather play video games. Like if I'm going to waste my time.
I can see Drab curling up into bed with his baseball almanac.
What book did I order? I don't even remember.
What's the book you
ordered? He recommended like four or five books. He recommends stuff all the time. There was one about, I think it's a book about the Comanches.
Hey, you know what? You joned on me because I took a book about Genghis Khan down to Hilton Head.
I know, but I'm not sure I would do that on my vacation.
Everyone reads
on their vacation.
Yeah, everyone reads on the beach. It's one of life's pleasures is reading on the beach in the sun and then jumping in the water to go cool down. You read 3-4 chapters, drink some of your beer. Go into the water, cool off, come back, dry off, start reading again.
Actually, I bought two books.
Ooh.
I bought Empire of the Summer Moon, about the rise and fall of the Comanches.
That actually sounds interesting.
All right. The guy raves about it. And the other one's called The Daily Dad, 366 Meditations on Parenting, Love, and Raising Great Kids.
Oh, okay.
That was something, you know, quick reads. That was a quick read every day. Pop on that on for 5-10 minutes or whatever.
All right.
So if I read 20-30 minutes a day, I'm going to be a big silly in a few months. Yeah, have so much knowledge.
Hey, when you're listening to the Junks and Drab brings up the Comanches, you know why? It's because he's knee deep in that book. You know, Sam Howe reminds me of Chief Yamamoto.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what inspired me to try to do this, you know, I think it's because the calendar resets and it's 12 months one book a month seems doable.
This is exactly what it is that people have the New Year's resolution of trying to disconnect and detach from electronics and their phones and TV so much. And so this is the only way they can think about doing it is by reading.
Is that they feel guilty?
People feel guilty playing Candy Crush hours on end instead of doing something productive. And so how do you replace your phone and doom scrolling and things like that? Reading.
I will say that I definitely have a phone addiction. And if it went away, that would take a few weeks probably for my body to kind of reset a little bit. Because I'm on Instagram, on Reels too much, wasting time. Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Everyone is.
Doom scrolling. But I got to be honest, I don't really watch a lot of TV. I don't play video games anymore.
People don't watch TV. People have it on as background
noise. I should say that.
TV at this point is white noise.
I like football. Okay. So if there's an NFL events. Game in college, pretty much football at this point. I don't know what it is, but I told you I'm out on basketball right now. Maybe watch a little college basketball. If NFL game is on, I'll sit there and I'll watch that for sure. And that eats up a lot of time. So, of course, I'm watching television. But even our boy Reacher, Valdez, I put that on the other night, and everyone's raving about season two. And I'm still excited about it.
I'm a big Reacher mark. We love Alan Richson on this show. I'm into season two. I'm watching him go up to Boston. Go out to Denver.
All right. Well, don't spoil it. All right. They're just opening mailboxes right now.
You got a long way to go, brother.
I put it on twice.
Yeah.
And after about 10 minutes each time, I'm glancing over at my phone, wondering what's going on.
That means the plot's not hooking you.
It's not necessarily the plot. My brain, I can't sit through these TV shows anymore. I tried Bass Reeves. I tried... the new season of Only Murders in the Building. I try these shows and I just can't. There's something going on. I'm not hooked.
You know what it is? Shows need to be 15, basically need to be, start being 15 minutes long. The plot needs to be set up, figured out, do the bridge, and have a conclusion within 15 minutes.
I think what people, I need to
no,
do...
No, it's the attention span. No. The attention spans are not what
it's
they
not
used
the attention,
to be.
It's the phone addiction. I need to take my phone and lock it up or put it upstairs in a completely different room and then watch an episode or two.
Do you know, actually, speaking of resolutions, you know I've started doing that for the year?
What?
Is I want to go a full hour without checking my phone.
During the day?
Not
middle of the day.
Just like after I have dinner at 4 o'clock, okay, I will go an hour without checking my phone.
We'll make that your new resolution.
I'm serious. That's what I've been doing. I've been doing it for ever since this week. It's been a new thing I've been doing.
You're not texting me back. I've been texting you around 5 p.m. the last few days, and you're blowing me off. Is that why?
When was the last text? We were talking about bit season, and I didn't reply for like an hour. But yeah, during... Between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6, I try to do a phone-free hour.
Is it
really during those hours?
I guess you kind of did. But the day before, I texted you something that I thought was a funny conversation, and you never replied to it.
What time was that? Oh, That was during CrossFit.
But I should know better.
I mean, I don't have phones during that. And I don't use my phone for
right.
1 hour.
So you're off the grid from 4 to 5 every day.
4 to 5 or 5 to 6. I pick it back up like it's around 7 because you know obviously you have to answer email and answer text message before you go to bed. So I don't want to just leave it for the next day.
So you mentioned that we are big into New Year on this show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's necessarily true. We're big into New Year's Eve.
Yeah, the rockin' New Year.
All right. As far as the resolutions and celebrating a new year, I will say
I think New Year's is in one of those underrated holidays.
Did you appreciate the hot fire I came with on Tuesday morning?
I really did. I loved it. I loved your take. And
it's a great take.
And it's so true.
And I'll be honest, I don't think most people... I haven't been getting a lot of props about it. You know, I think most people like if they go out, they want to feel that they can leave at any time.
And you're trapped. On New Year's Eve, you're trapped.
I think you should be trapped. And I've been converted by my wife who's loves to go all night. But I've been convinced I can do that one night a year.
Yeah. Not
all night till 12:30, 1 a.m.
New Year's is that night. New Year's is that night where you go Not go hard, but you go long. You know what I mean? You're in it for the long haul.
I felt bad for our guy, JP Flame.
So did I, the
I
way
felt
you described
bad.
Everything.
Now, look, he was drunk, so I don't think he really cared.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was doing the flame. He was doing the flame, like, close talking type of thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, very polite. Again, great host, and I was excited.
Repeats himself. He said he does that a lot when he's drunk.
To be honest, yeah, he does repeat himself a bit, and he's just dragging you, and he's telling you the same old stories that you've heard 1,000 times before. But that doesn't matter. We were all the people that were there were having a nice time. Mm-hmm. I just felt bad that not only did he plan the party, he spent money on the party, probably on all the food that was there that was left over. You cannot. His first big mistake. You got to invite some younger people.
Okay. Yeah,
I say younger people, I don't mean blue shorts who's 35 going on 75.
Yeah, I was just saying going on
Othello
50.
Too. Okay, Othello 2. Those guys are homebodies at their core. Woods, severely disappointed in.
Yeah, you know who he should have had is he should have asked his daughter if she had like any friends that wanted to come over for the party. Because they're in their early 20s.
Well, she left. Oh. I think she was gone already.
Okay.
But
she wasn't
JP's fault was he started a New Year's Eve party at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Which I guess is fine. But who would show up to a New Year's Eve party at 6 o'clock?
No.
On an NFL Sunday, you show up at a party. I mean, I know you might because you like to, you're one of those early bird guys.
Look, I would be there for the long haul. But when someone puts a time on an invitation to show up, I usually show up at that time.
Can I? Here's my goal in all of this. Okay. I know people are probably like, Drab's an idiot. Nobody. I'm planting a seed in you right now. Okay. And you, Valdez, and everyone who's listening.
All right.
I'm planting a seed for when you go to your next New Year's Eve party.
To think of Drab with the ball.
To think of me when you see people leaving and you're like, yeah, it's kind of, why is everyone leaving? The party's not, it's the culmination is midnight.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, you were right. You were also right. And here's where JP messed up is he needed, we love reindeer games. He needed reindeer games.
Yeah, you got to have drinking games.
And it can be drinking games. It can be funny predictions for 2024.
You got to get people. Here's the thing. We're doing the bit season New Year's Eve. It's happening. Valdez is in. I'm in.
Drab was so disgusted about not the JP's party, but the
yeah,
the people,
the people
attending the party.
I have to make this clear for the trolls out there that think I hate JP. He put on. JP did everything right. He could have had games, right? Yeah. It was the people that were there that were selfish that left and yeah. felt like they had better options than being at his party.
Yes. And then when you explained this to me, it honestly felt like people were treating JP's party as like the pre-party.
As a warm-up or checking.
The red carpet.
I felt like it was checking a box. We got, we'll go to JP's for a little bit, but
We'll go to JP's before we go to downtown Bethesda.
Most people, I think Jerry Seinfeld has a bit on this. When they're in, they want to be out. When they're out, they want to be in. Nobody's happy doing anything that they're doing at any point in time. And so when these people are finally getting to the party and they're there, they're like, oh, I should get going. It's getting late. I should be back home by now. Why am I out right now?
And then when you're at home, all you're thinking is about, man, I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm a homebody. I should be out and about.
Yeah.
Cruising the town.
So
out till midnight. But yes, this week you came up to me and you pulled me aside and you said, Valdez, I know we talk a lot of smack and we have delusions of grandeur, but we need to put on the New Year's Eve party.
Here's also the thing about it. We can own it. We can own New Year's Eve.
What do you mean by own it?
It's our bit. As on Bit Season, it's our branding. Everyone knows that we are the kings.
We're the New Year's guy.
We're the kings of New Year's. We can't compete on anything else. There's an opening here.
Yeah, but we can't do Memorial Day because that's dedicated to Ocean City, Dewey, right?
It's our event, right? Yeah. And it won't be open to the public necessarily, but the listeners. It will be a listener party. That's the theme of the whole thing. And people that we know, employees of the radio station, and anybody that wants to come hang out that we know. I'm thinking at like 100 people.
I think that's a good number.
And it's going to be at our guy, Mikey Botts' house in Poolsville. I've never even been to Mikey Botts' house. Just heard that he's got a lot of land. He's got goats. He said he was going to slaughter a hog for us.
All right, it sounds like Yellow Jacket.
We're going to have pulled pork.
Okay.
I'd like a band. I'd like a band.
So you were in party planning committee right now.
Yes.
I have a lot of thoughts when you told me that you wanted to do this. I feel like we, as long as we have the space, we can do it. I feel like the party needs to be tented because obviously it's not going to be in Mikey Botts' house.
Yeah. You know what the tent is?
What's
his
that?
Barn.
He has a barn?
He's apparently building a barn.
Okay.
Okay. Right, does that get you psyched?
That gets me psyched. Now, Is it going to be like a stinky sheep barn?
That's the first question I asked. I don't remember.
Or is it going to be like one of these barns in Charlottesville?
Lexington or something?
Yeah, where you can get married and they have lights strewn across
That's what I'm hoping.
That's what I would hope. All right. My vision for this party. All right.
I'll have my other barn up by then.
Okay, multiple barns. I like this.
I said, wow, this, we're going to be in the barn? He goes, can put a keg in there or something. And then I said, flip cup beer pong. And then Mikey has said this now three times. I'm intrigued. And I want to get Mikey on the show because it's either a zing or something that he's really into.
Okay.
He says, we'll make it a full swap party, eyes wide shut type of thing. That's the third time that he's mentioned about swapping wives with me.
I think that might be Mikey Botz's just one joke that he has.
Oh, that's his zinger.
That's his one zinger he has about big parties.
At this point of the planning committee, we're not envisioning a swap.
Yeah,
but we could put it on the docket and discuss it.
Well, one barn is a swap barn, and the other barn is the regular party barn.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
All right, well. I want this event to be classy. So
a classy barn.
A classy barn party.
I know. You actually had a phrase that got me a little bit. Because we've always said we the Gatsby's, right?
Yeah. I would like a sloppy Gatsby party.
Okay. Now these ones a sloppy Gatsby party.
Hey, this party I'm going to wear a tux to.
You're going
to
wear a tux to. I like that.
I would encourage you to wear tux, guys, to be in suit and tie.
I like a suit. I like a suit. Maybe a theme. It could be a theme.
Yeah.
I mean, sloppy Gatsby. Yeah. Okay. So, but if you say Gatsby, then
women should be showing up in their sequins dresses.
Okay. But here's the thing.
You know what?
I think we got to get away from the word Gatsby. I know what you're doing and you just want it to be formal and sexy.
Yeah, that's what I want.
But formal, if you say sexy. Gatsby, women are going to dress like the 1920s.
Sexy.
Okay.
Gatsby.
Okay.
All right.
So,
This is how I want sloppy attire. This is how I want women to dress. I want them to wear a titty dress.
I know. I've heard you say that, titty dress. What is it? You got a thing with titty dresses.
You've never seen a titty dress?
So what, do you just want all these women to be ogled all night by a bunch of drunk guys?
No. Classy. It's just boobs up.
Boobs up.
That's what I mean, boobs up. I'm not saying you need to show cleavage on cleavage. I'm just saying boobs up. Supportive bras. All right. I like the idea of women showing up in the Audrey Hepburn look.
All right. So you do like the old look.
Of the black titty dress. Okay. Pearls. The arm length gloves. Like they're giving a cow a prostate exam almost.
So you really do. You want the 1920s thing, but with breast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Maybe when chicks are sneaking cigs, they have the long pipe thing they put.
What
their
about
cigarette
a mini
on.
Skirt? Sarah wore a mini skirt.
Mini skirts are I approve. Mini skirts I approve. I'm not saying the dresses need to be these formal gowns that
can
don't
I tell
show
you,
anything.
I think sequins deserves more than one night a year.
Okay,
I'm a big fan of sequins.
Sequins, wear your sequins.
Of course, the women,
dress.
The silver and the black sequins. But there was a guy, the bug photographer.
Oh my God. I think you want to fuck him.
He does have huge biceps. The bug photographer was wearing a very tight sequin button-up. I've never seen a white guy wear a sequin button-up.
Maybe that can be you.
Maybe it will be next year.
You have a sequins vest underneath your suit.
I think you might be onto something.
And I think it's funny how everyone is dressed up, looking nice. Guys, I may recommend top hats. That'd be cool. Congregating around the keg of PBR. That's funny.
That's a sloppy Gatsby.
Yeah, you think it's not funny if a dude with a fake monocle is playing beer pong?
Hey, I love the dress up bit. I don't know if I'm going to go full, looking like I'm about to board the Titanic, but
that's what I would like. Titanic.
I got the air down.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I also would like,
do you have a tuxedo?
No, I would rent one.
You rent one.
Or buy one.
Okay.
Also, I would like.
I think I'll wear a suit, but.
What do you think about champagne fountain?
Is that a thing? I've never even heard of a champagne
fountain. Yeah, it's almost like a chocolate fountain.
Okay.
But
who's footing the bill for this?
I'm thinking.
Listeners.
I'm just saying
it's a fundraiser.
Well, also, the ticket might have to cost some money if we're
what is the guy from, what's the charity event we always promote? We haven't in a couple of years. Red Peg guy.
I know what you're talking
Chance
about.
Chance for Life.
Yes.
Do you think that that's coming out of his pocket?
A lot of it's donation.
Yeah, no,
because it's tax write off for some of these companies.
We
have a donation.
A donation.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the
No, a donation to the Sloppy Gatsby to put on the party.
Okay. All right. I like what you're saying.
We get the money back at the end. And anything left over, we donate to...
to victims of Titanic.
No. Bikey Bots is big into goats. Okay. There's got to be a goat charity out there. Okay. Or his wife is a veterinarian.
Something for animals.
Yeah, something for animals.
Like dog adoption.
100%.
Something like that.
I like it.
All right. I'm in for that. All right. Also, I would like a waiter service.
No, we can't afford that.
Oh, okay.
This is sloppy.
I know, but I like the ideas of people with hors d'oeuvres on trays, but I would like women in bunny costumes, like the Playboy.
Okay, so you want the Playboy mansion.
And then also men with abs in a Chippendales costume.
Oh, equal opportunity, yeah, equal opportunity offender here.
Yeah, well, I feel like women are going to be at this party. They need abs to look at. They don't want to look at us the entire time.
If women are having a good time, they won't leave. And guys cannot leave without their ladies wanting to leave. Usually it's the woman in the relationship a lot of times who says, I want to go home.
All right, do you want live band or DJ?
I'd like a live rock band, preferably fun 90s. 80s gets a lot of run, the leg warmers. Yeah. Is there any fun 90s bands?
There's got to be fun
90s. I mean, of course there are.
But I mean, there's got to be fun 90s cover bands. Yeah.
I want like Walking on the Sun, Smash Mouth type. Right. What's the McGrath? Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah,
stuff?
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Cheesy.
I'm still fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, not cheesy 90s rock.
We also need a DJ to lead
How
up to
Bizarre.
It.
I yeah. like that How, song.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
All right. This is Breakfast at Tiffany's. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Okay. We got the band theme.
Right, okay, but I would like DJ beforehand because the band's not going to go all night, right?
Well, they need breaks.
They'll do two sets. So I need John DePompa. Do you ever heard of DJ Earworm?
No. Never heard that before in my life.
DJ Earworm.
We do know a lot of DJs. Jeff Walker is a DJ.
Yeah, but he's a DJ that creates these yearly mashups. And I feel like we should have the DJ Earworm yearly mashups, like pop year in reviews that he does leading up to the band.
Here's the problem with DJs. You got to have like a dance floor and all that kind of. Are we going to have a dance floor?
No, it's just background. Just background.
Then it's kind of disrespectful, isn't it? If no one's. I feel like a DJ's entire point is to get people up and dancing.
No, I think a DJ, I think a lot of it is about vibe setting too.
I'm open to dancing too. I don't know if that's going to get all of our guy listeners fired up, but.
No, because I'm going to guess that 99% of us are wallflowers.
Right. I'm a big wallflower.
Yeah, big wallflower guy. That's also, I'll put that in the request for our band to play some one headlight.
Okay. I like where this is going. And so I don't know how we'll.
We know what we need. This is what we need. We need a female listener to dedicate some of her time to helping us make this party female friendly. Because if the, like mm-hmm. you said, if the females are there and if the wives are having a good time, that means basically all the guys have to stay.
Yeah. And also, this isn't exclusive to couples. This will be wide open.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's for the second barn.
The second barn is for couples only.
Yeah, the swap.
The swap. All right. So I like where this is going. This is 100%. I'm 100% on board.
I know last 100%
week,
on board.
We joked around about it, but I do think we could own New Year's. As in, people will be talking about it, and it will be the invite that everyone wants.
It's the party that everyone looks forward to every year.
But don't worry. It's for bit season people. I know Valdez is going to want to invite Steve Chinigi and all kinds of media people.
To be honest with you, I want Angie Goff to die to come to our party.
Right. Okay.
I want all of these socialites bitter they didn't get an invitation.
Yeah.
I just know one thing. I have high expectations in my head. And I know I need to kind of curb my enthusiasm when it comes to...
Here's the first thing we need to check in on. The noise ordinance in Poolsville.
Also, we need to think about transportations. Because we can't, you're gonna be liable when Wacky Jackie is driving home drunk.
Well,
we can't have that going on.
I mean,
we need hotel rooms, places to stay. Can Uber?
You want to block off a hotel in Poolsville?
We need to think about Uber carpools.
Well, they can't get Ubers. Okay. Can't people get Ubers?
I know, but I'm just saying, if we're throwing a party, are we held liable if someone drives home drunk and we're not able to figure out if they're drunk when they leave and everyone wants to sue Odyssey because of it.
We'll get rap over there and they'll be giving breathalyzers out when you walk out.
Put that on the list. That's a fun bit. Doing sloppy Gatsby breathalyzers.
$500 first place to the drunkest person. JP Flames are going to RSVP.
Hey, what about karaoke?
No. Not a big
care. Okay.
Leave it to the professionals.
All right, that's
because smart. We got to be doing. That's too much noise. Like too many things going on. DJ, karaoke, bands. Too much noise. All right, but I'm into party games. Of course, drinking games.
So obviously we're gonna have beer pong,
flip cup.
What other? I'm really big onto New Year predictions too.
What about yard games?
Oh, ladder golf.
What is that?
I mean, that's where you have the three tiers and you throw the string. It's played on the beach.
All right, spike ball.
Oh, that could be.
You see
injury.
These girls in these high heels tumbling over, and they're and then the Valdez is looking up their skirts.
Hey. You think I'm doing a panty check?
Okay.
What a volleyball? Can we have a volleyball court? Set up a volleyball court.
I mean, I think that's probably difficult. You want him to build a beach volleyball court?
No, you just set up a net. That's all.
Maybe.
And you just play on the grass, play on the ground. Bocce ball. You play some bocce ball.
Pickleball. All right.
Mikey loves pickleball.
Here's a great thing. We got an entire year to figure this out.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Coming back, I want to talk about this $2,000 bet I got on Monday. I don't think it's getting enough attention.
No, it's not. You have a chance to strike it rich. Also, we talked a little about overrated vacations on the show today.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk some more about vacation spots.
And also, earlier in the week, the trend of January is taking over with women that we'll talk about as well. But before we go to break, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. I have mine right now. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season, supports me, supports Drabby. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use that promo code Bit Season for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Thank you, Mike. I definitely needed one today to do the show because I'm extra tired this week. Recovering from vacation and New Year's. But when we come back, we'll get into all of that.
All right, stick around.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 112. I'm Matt Valdez with Drabby T-shirt. During our break, if you heard the junks today, I brought this up and I've been enthralled by it. Jersey Jerry, Barstool employee, has been wasn't leaving a golf simulator till he got a hole in one. And it looks like it just happened as I tape this, or as we're taping this.
We were watching the live stream right before the show. I told Valdez, all right, let's go. He's not going to do it while we're watching.
Were
this.
You into it yesterday?
I was into it. Yeah, that's when I texted you last night at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I was very into it. I was watching him throughout the afternoon. I watched him get a massage this morning. I believe when I got in this morning, I was watching him sleep. So they had the cam on the air mattress.
I can't even explain why that was so interesting.
It was so interesting.
Like, try explaining that to a girl. What are you watching? Oh, I'm watching this random guy.
Overweight dude trying to hit a hole in one. I liked it obviously because I enjoy golf and I've played on a simulator before not to brag, but I've gotten a hole in one before.
I don't think golf was even the appeal of this thing. I think it was the imprisonment of it, every man going for an unattainable dream of hitting the hole in one.
It was the odds are against you.
Right.
That's what everyone was so captivated by.
And also, it's just great content idea.
I know. Doesn't it make you want to try it?
In a way, the junkies have done this with the cakes is coffin bit.
The entrapment of the cakes cost.
And the listening of and wondering, getting updates from him. How is he doing? He can't leave. It is similar. I mean, cake didn't accomplish anything in the coffin other than lay there. But
cake's just past time.
And there wasn't the exact payoff of the hole in one. But still, I mean, I wish we thought of that. We need a simulator in here. I'm not even a huge golf guy.
You think this show is
distracted now?
Distracted and obsessed with golf? Just wait till you put a simulator
in here. That Golf Zone company, I've told you, is in Chantilly.
Yeah.
I mean, at least there's a big business out there. I don't know if that's their headquarters, but I it would be so much fun. And we need the ping pong table. My office goal, my work goal of 2024 is to make this office more fun.
I appreciate that. Do you think if Golf Zone would donate a simulator to set up in the space here that CK and people would approve of it?
That's the thing. That's the biggest hurdle. We would have to convince CK that it's for the good of the and the camaraderie of the people here. Blow out those desks that aren't being used. We got 25 yards of desk here outside the studio that go unused every single day.
Hey, you don't need to convince me. I would love a simulator here. To be honest with you, I would probably work harder if there was a simulator here.
Stay longer.
I would stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely would.
All right. That's you. You hear that, CK? Valdez will stay longer.
Yeah. You could probably get me to produce two shows if there was a simulator.
That's what I like to hear.
Before we get to some of the topics in the second half of the show, we need to let you know that our Jumbo Lump Parlay is up at Crab Sports. Crab Sports is Maryland's number one local sports book. Crab Sports is the only sports book that offers special boosts on parlays on all the DMV teams. We're partnering with local hero brands and businesses to bring the best of localized betting experience. Make sure you sign up now for the Jumbo Lump Parlay. Crab Sports wants to remind you to please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years of age or older. Download that Crab Sports app. Use the promo code BIDDIES.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to play the parlay this week because if you haven't done it yet, mine is going to hit. I told you my play last week stunk when I gave it to you.
Yes, Drab was in a codeine haze.
It was a bad play. I gave you Tampa, and they got their doors blown off. It was a horrible play.
And me both, brother.
All right. But my pick, my side of the parlay here is a guarantee. It's all up to Valdez.
Okay.
My parlay play is going to be the same on this. If we do one on the junkies tomorrow, it will be the same there. It's going to be the Washington Huskies money line on Monday night against the Wolverines. Everybody who's not a Wolverines fan needs to play this parlay because the Huskies are going to win on Monday night. They're 4.5-point dogs. Doesn't matter. They were big dogs against Oregon. I told you they were going to win. Yeah. They were dogs against Texas. I told that was no problem.
Easy peasy.
Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate. Uh-huh. I love the longer this week gets, the more I love this matchup against the Wolverines. Huskies have played 8 teams with top 50 offenses this year, and they've beat them all.
You've been on the Huskies since day one.
Not a Huskies fan. Always got to put that out there. I don't want people thinking that I'm some bandwagon guy. But
so
I love Penix.
So why hop off right before the finish line?
Penix is just, he's legendary. They got three NFL wide receivers. Michigan just is, you know, I don't think their defense has been tested like this. Even against Alabama. Not against these pro-ready studs.
I would say Washington's offense, a lot better than Bama's offense.
Right. All right, so that's my play. Huskies money line.
My play is a player prop, Drabby.
Okay.
All right. I'm going with the bonus angle. Jadeveon Clowney needs a half sack to reach a $700,000 bonus. I've been eyeing him this week. He hasn't been on the injury report. I believe he's going to be good to go. And the Ravens are the type of team to not withhold players from trying to achieve their bonus. He'll be out there every passing situation.
Who do we play?
We are playing the Steelers.
Oh, well, they're going to run the ball a zillion times.
They're not going to run the ball a zillion times. Jadeveon Clowney.
How many quarters is Jadeveon going to get?
All four.
All four?
Yes, he's going to be in there. He's not going to be in there to set the edge. He's going to be in there during
to get the sack.
To get the sack. And then as soon as he gets it, he'll get yanked. And he knows that. The Ravens know that. Jadeveon Clowney is running in there, sacking Mason Rudolph and coming out the game over a half sack. For Jadeveon Clowney, this is the bonus bet of the year.
Okay, I love hearing that. I love hearing that.
It's a new angle.
It's a new angle. Okay.
All right. So put it, the bonus bet of the year.
Clowney over half a sack.
And the Huskies money line. That's your jumbo lump parlay for this weekend. Drabby. What have you thought about? Your $2,000 score.
I've been dreaming about it all week. Like, it's only $2,000, but it's not, you know.
Hey, it's a lot of money to us.
It's monthly changing money, I guess you could say. Yeah. And I would certainly be butt's ice for it. But I don't think it's getting enough run for me picking out this long shot. I told you, I'm the long shot king. I love these long shot bets. And a lot of times I'm pretty close. And my only regret is not putting more money on it. I knew Washington was going to be here at the end.
How much would you wish you put on it? 50?
Reasonably, I wish I would have put 200 on it.
Whoa.
Because I think I had 225 in the account, and I only put 50 on that.
Okay.
And I put like...
I can't believe you would take $50 and have it stashed away for so long and not be able to bet it.
That's why I don't like long shots. That's why I don't like future bets. That's why I never place them. I'm too impatient.
Yeah, because your money's in escrow.
No, I like long shots like, what's our guy's name from Freddie Couples to be the first round leader of the Masters.
Okay. You love that.
I love that bet.
Bernhard Langer to finish top five.
I like immediate payouts for my long shot bets. Yeah. But this one I feel great at. And it needs more. Hopefully, it gets more coverage in the parlay segment on the Junkies tomorrow, and definitely on Monday and Tuesday when it hits.
Have you earmarked the money yet?
Yes.
Is it anything fun or is it practical like bills?
It's actually not monthly money.
Do you know what you need to do?
It's going into my new hardwood floors fund.
Oh, okay.
All right. The money's in my mind's already in that account. I don't even know how much hardwood floors are. Probably. I have no idea. Hopefully not 20 grand.
Bamboo?
I just need something that my dog cannot scratch up.
Oh, interesting.
All right. So eventually, I got enough money, I'll talk to my guy Greg from Darvish, and we'll get Drabby some new floors in his house.
You need to buy yourself at least one thing night. Maybe a new outfit. I was going to say like a jersey or shoes or a new hoodie.
Treat myself.
I was going to say, you need one celebratory item, because then all of a sudden that money just seems like work money to you.
Hey, speaking of treating yourself, are you intrigued? I was thinking about that caller to the Junkies again this morning where he said, you need to treat yourself with everyday essentials. And he caught your eye with that Lululemon silky panty boxers.
Panties for guys.
Panties for guys or whatever. Those Lululemon boxers looked so silky, Valdez.
I didn't pull the picture up.
Really?
I didn't see the picture.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know.
Is it the finest Pima cotton in
probably,
the world?
Probably, yeah. let me look at what.
I was going to say, let me see the carriage on that.
Let me see. What else was he trying to sell people on?
He was wool socks.
Oh, it's coffee.
And coffee.
Wool socks, I could care less. Socks,
to me, are almost unnoticeable once you have them on.
Hey, have you noticed what I've been doing? I guess this is a New Year's resolution. Look, you see my...
Were you doing an RG3? My wacky dress socks?
I'm starting to wear more adult socks. That's all.
What, are those frogs?
No, it's golf. It's a golf.
Oh,
cart.
They're golf socks. Okay. Yeah, it was all scrunched up. Looked like a frog on a lily pad.
Yeah. Out of those three, I think the most practical one would be the underwear, because I feel like that's a feeling that you have 24/7.
Here's why the treat yourself to everyday essentials doesn't work, because food is an everyday essential, and you just can't go ham on food every single day.
Yeah, there's certain things I love eating, but I know are bad for me. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, material and care. I don't even know what this is. Right. It's 91% modal.
How do you spell it?
M-O-D-A-L.
I have no idea what that is.
And the other, it looks like 9% Lycra. I've seen that before.
I know what Lycra is. Lycra is on bras, isn't it?
I told you these were very silky. I don't know what modal is. But it's probably expensive.
And we're Googling
right now. Bio-based fabric that is made from spinning beech tree cellulose. Whoa. All right. So it's not Pima cotton.
It's breathable and absorbent. So my guess is it catches all that ball sweat.
Yeah.
My guess is they don't have any kind of swampy feeling.
Probably not. And there's a very prominent pouch for your boys there, Valdez.
I don't need that big a patch.
All right. Well, everyday essentials. Can I tell you something about a meal that I had last night that I think people are sleeping on?
So you treated yourself to dinner?
I treated myself to dinner last night.
Is it Glory Days?
No, but I do have a $100 Glory Days gift card in my wallet that I think about a lot. Okay. I got it for Christmas from my in-laws. I went to a place that is often goofed on for dinner last night, and every bite was a new sensation. Not a new sensation, an orgasmic sensation.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So this is a common place. Is it
very
a
common
chain?
Yes.
It's not my Roadhouse. You know how much I talk about Roadhouse.
Last night, I got a spicy Italian 6-inch sub from Subway. And I haven't had a meal that hit the spot like that in a long time.
Subway, for as much as it gets joned on.
It gets joned on all the time.
If you find the right sub that fits you.
Your sub and you stick to it.
Yeah, you don't deviate.
Yeah.
It slaps, as the kids say.
It slaps, dude. I want it again. I want it right now.
There's two Subway subs.
What's your sub?
I have two.
Yeah.
Okay. 6-inch double meat. That's what I do. I keep some of the bread out.
Mm-hmm.
Just 6-inch double meat. My first one is the Italian BMT with lettuce, tomato, red onion, banana peppers, oil and vinegar, and oregano on Italian herbs and cheese.
I don't, what's on a BMT?
What's BMT
stand for?
It's the
bacon.
It's ham, salami, and pepperoni. It's like an Italian cold cut.
It's called Italian BMT.
Pepperoni.
So it's similar to the spicy Italian.
It's similar, but it's not exactly it.
I don't have ham on the spicy Italian. Okay, yeah. What does BMT stand for?
I don't know, but that's just what it's been called back in the day.
Okay, so
but it's ham. It's the ham, pepperoni, salami, provolone cheese. All right.
Biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's my nickname. The other one. Oh, you forgot oil and vinegar. Oil and vinegar is key.
Clutch.
My second one is turkey with provolone, with lettuce, tomato, banana pepper, oil and vinegar, and a tad of mayo. And salt and pepper.
That one's a little bit...
That's on wheat.
A little bit boring, but a little healthier. A turkey on wheat isn't going to blow my socks off. It's fine,
It's hard to mess up that sandwich.
Okay.
That's why I like it so much.
I'm a spicy Italian every time I go. Never deviate.
I know, but we've talked about it before. Subway, The subs kind of turned weird. I felt like they tasted better in high school. They were cheaper. Oh my God, they were so much cheaper back in the day.
Have you seen what Subway is testing out? It went viral. They're testing out a couple foot long like sides.
Oh, I saw this. They had like a foot long cookie.
They have a foot long cookie, which I think. Okay, December 7th, this came out. Subway is launching 3 non-sandwich footlong items. First of all, great marketing and having your new items be footlongs that are not sandwiches. Smart. Here are the 3. Yes. The footlong cookie, a little pricey in my book. It's $5. But we all know that Subway's cookies
are really
top-notch.
Yes.
For $3... Footlong pretzel.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm into
same,
that.
Same type of...
Pretzels are very underrated.
They are. And it says a taste of Auntie Anne's on it.
Oh.
Or is it Anne's?
Yeah, I think if you're white trash, you call it Annie Anne's like I do.
Oh, Annie Anne's. You're probably right. Annie Anne's. So, and they just must be buying them from Annie Anne's and...
You know what? Malls, I think the mall nostalgia is big. And anytime you can... hook your claws into Annie Anne's. That's a good business move.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm intrigued by this one, and it's got Cinnabon slapped on it.
Okay.
For $2, which is basically free.
You can say Cinnabon. I say Cinnabon.
But okay. Cinnabon is I think it's Cinnabon because Cinnabon is the actual food that you're eating.
Okay.
For $2, with some dusting from Cinnabon... A churro.
Ooh. A churro.
Who doesn't like a churro? A nice warm churro? Warm, like a ball game or something?
Yeah. Warm cinnamony churro. I'm definitely into that. But does it have a cream cheese icing disc?
That I don't know. The pretzel comes with some, looks like mustard or something.
Yeah. Or a beer cheese.
Extra for honey mustard. I don't see any icing with the churro. But typically, I don't think you need that.
I typically, though, when I go into Subway, the sub fills me up. I don't need the extras.
Oh, I'm a big chips guy.
I don't need
I didn't get chips last night, but if Mike's listening.
You trust me, he just took notes on
you. I know. He's going to run me till I puke.
I know. You're going to have oil and vinegar coming out of your pores later. Sweating it out.
All right. So, Valdez, what did you make of the overrated vacation segment today? I'm intrigued by Egypt. I don't really care about that.
I'm kind of intrigued. I'm intrigued by... I said this on air. Like, I feel like going somewhere to visit a historical site or something...
Is boring?
I think it's cool, but I just don't feel like the juice is worth the squeeze. Does that make sense?
I actually agree with that. Like, I wouldn't... I'll be dust, Valdez, before I see Mount Rushmore. Like, I'm not going to go to North Dakota or South Dakota.
That's probably. If I'm visiting a city and I have, like, I'm not going to go visit Egypt just to go see the pyramids. There's probably other stuff I want to do or see.
The culture of Egypt to me is a little bit intriguing.
I'm not dedicating my vacation around seeing one
sure I got thing. That. But here's where you're wrong, and this is where you were wrong on the show today. You took a dump on Rome. Rome is one of the most desired vacation places in the world. Now, people do say Rome, don't spend too much time there. It does get a little boring.
But you understand what I was trying to.
Dude, you're a history guy. It's maybe the most one of the most historical cities in the world.
Okay, but I'm
this significantly.
But this is my point is that I'm not going to if Rome only had the Colosseum, I wouldn't go to Rome to just go see the Colosseum.
Fine. Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. So.
I understand Rome is a very desired city, and the culture and the history and the food and the people.
I've heard you say aqueducts a million times.
I have. But I'm trying to think of another one. The Mount Rushmore is a good one. For instance, if the Eiffel Tower was in Toronto. Like, I wouldn't just go to Toronto to go see the Eiffel Tower. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Paris has much more other...
no one's going to San Antonio to see the Alamo.
Yes.
You see the Alamo yes. if you just happen to be in San
yes,
Antonio.
That's exactly right.
I gotcha. Space Needle. You're not going
yeah,
to
I'm
Seattle
not going
to see
Seattle
the Space
see,
Needle.
See the Space
if you're in
Needle.
Seattle, you'll go down there and check it out. Probably.
Right.
All right. Look, what did you think of my... I got to get to Tokyo. I am completely enthralled by the Japanese culture.
The Japanese culture intrigues me a lot.
I get sized for places that are completely different than where I'm from. I have no interest in ever going to Australia. Not because it's far away, because that's America light.
Okay.
It's like Western culture. I can't tell you anything about Australia. I don't know what homes look like there. Other than the outback, I don't know what they got going on besides the Great Barrier Reef. But like culturally speaking, I know nothing about Australia.
Do you want to go to Sydney or do you want to go to like to the Gold Coast?
I guess the Gold Coast, but I can go to beaches in California.
That's true too.
So Australia not high on my list just because there's nothing different about it.
You
want to?
Drab's a big culture guy.
I'm a big culture guy.
Do you know what? Do you know what intrigues me? And I've heard this a billion times with my golf buddies.
What's that?
Is Korea?
Korea could be a lot of fun too.
This is what they said. They said about the golf. If you go golfing in Korea,
mm-hmm.
they said it's an 8-hour ordeal. They said you check into the play, you check into the course, and you warm up and you do like a whiskey flight, and then you go play 9 holes, and then you go get a massage. You get a massage after 9 holes, and then you have a special lunch with like another Korean whiskey flight. Then you mm-hmm. go play 9 more holes. Then you sauna and steam afterwards, and you have an entire plated dinner, 5-course meal after your golf round.
Don't these guys play golf all the time? They can't do that every single day.
This is it's a luxury thing over there.
It's a luxury thing here too.
No, when you golf over there, that's what they do. It's not a speed round done in 4 hours, shower, go home.
No one's taking a half day of work and playing golf in Korea.
No, it's an all day affair.
I got you.
So that intrigues me. Tokyo intrigues me. I want to experience the fine cuisine. I want to experience the culture. I don't know anything about like special places to visit.
You know what I think you sleep on a little bit is. I think you can go to Paris for butt cheap in the winter. I've never been to Paris. I've never been to Europe. I'll never probably, I mean, hopefully I go at some point, but I don't want to go to Paris in May when there's in June or whatever, and there's 10 billion people there and it's so expensive. Part of the charm about Paris that I like is that it's a blustery, cold city. Right,
okay.
You bundle up. It's romantic. The Eiffel Tower,
uh-huh.
the croissants,
the cafes,
the coffee,
the art,
the food, the art. I think all that can be done in the wintertime. The Louvre.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like Ocean City in the off season.
Right. I think Vegas. I'm in the minority. I think Vegas is overrated. I'm not a huge Vegas guy.
Vegas.
Maybe
is,
I need to spend give it another shot. But
this Vegas is a here. Any place that you can only really do 3-4 days in and then leave shouldn't be on your
must have list.
You must have list.
But you can do the same thing about New Orleans, but I do love New Orleans. But I told
New
the
Orleans,
culture of New Orleans.
New
is what
Orleans
I love.
Is at the top of my list of places to visit.
Should be very affordable.
I would love,
especially
to go to
if you don't go in the in, if you go.
What,
not during the
what
you
are
know,
your
prop
thoughts,
season.
What are your thoughts on Ireland? I've always been intrigued by visiting
I think
Ireland.
We're both Irish guys. It's definitely on probably my top three.
I mean, the golf, I feel like the golf would be secondary. I want to see the rolling hills. I want to see the coasts, the experience, the weather, the whiskey, the beer.
Yeah, go to your ancestors'
hometown.
Yeah,
see if
cool
I see
stuff.
Any other Valdezes around.
yeah, Ireland definitely the top.
Oh, ever since, what was the movie with Colin Farrell?
Oh,
where the guy lost all his fingers.
What was the name of that movie? It starts with a...
Where there were two friends.
B. Yeah, yeah, I know. His name's...
Banshees of something or other, right?
It starts with an I. In a something.
Banshees of Inisherin.
Inisherin, yeah.
Something like that. Ever since that movie, I've been intrigued by...
The Banshees of Inisherin. You weren't intrigued before that movie? That movie didn't make Ireland look that fun.
It's just the slower way of life.
The slower pace of life. Yes. Okay, I got you.
I'm not a big Europe guy. Just because...
You just hyped up Ireland.
I know, but I'm just saying...
You're talking about London.
I'm saying, like, London would be off my list. I'm not big on London. Paris would be... Here's the problem, is that when you go to Europe, you have to... I feel like you have to experience all these other cities while you're there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't like the idea of city hopping, spending 3 days here, 2 days here, 1 day here, 1 day there.
I'm going to give you one that I think you're sleeping on.
What's that?
I'm kind of with you. London, whatever, doesn't get me out of bed. Going to Holland, Germany, maybe, but not really. I'm going to give you a city that I think is probably affordable, not too far. Mexico City.
Okay, about the bustling streets of Mexico City.
I told you, I'm big on culture and being the culture shock of it.
Okay.
There's a lot of history in Mexico City. Beautiful buildings, unbelievable food, immersing yourself with the people of Mexico. I'm not talking about Cancun and all that crap and the beaches. I'm talking about real Mexico.
Downtown Mexico, real.
The old churches, all that kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
Before my 40s are over, I will have visited Mexico City.
What about in the same breath, like Argentina? I think I'd do that. I would definitely do Argentina.
I think they're both.
I feel like they're the same, like the Buenos Aires and Mexico City.
That might be offensive, but you're probably. I'm thinking we're on the same length here. Buenos Aires and Mexico City.
Yes, the
similar
beef, the Argentinian beef,
yeah,
and wine.
But I don't know, something's going on with Argentina and their money and their they got to straighten that out. The guy with the wacky hair is their president now.
Hey, let me give you another one.
Okay, dude, I would go to Buenos Aires if you told me let's do that. Let's the guys trip this year. This is what we're gonna do. They got golf down there. Who's your boy who almost beat Tiger?
Angel Cabrera.
Yeah, isn't he Argentinian?
Yeah, he was just in jail too for tax evasion.
Well, the Pope's from Argentina. They got some big celebs down there.
Yeah, they got
Messi.
Let me give you another one.
All right, you sold me. Honestly, you're 2 for 2 with Ireland and Argentina.
All right, this
JC Toro's in his pants right now.
Here's another one for you. And I feel like you get the culture, but also you don't get the crowds. All right. What do you think about Switzerland? All right. You have the mountain, you have the mountain ranges, you have the Matterhorn, mm-hmm. you have the cuckoo clocks.
When are we going?
You have Geneva.
When are we going? Summer or winter?
I feel like summer.
Okay. Very beautiful.
Sound of music.
Like
rolling
it.
Hills, mountains. You have the gorgeous lakes that you can see. The reflection.
You're right.
I gotta
step foot in Switzerland before this is all over.
And I feel like you're getting Europe without having to do all of the.
Why
European
is Switzerland
things?
Not more popular? Why are there not more people going there?
Could be expensive. I don't know.
Well, it is. I think it is an expensive. What's the Zurich?
Yeah, Zurich. Geneva, I think Bern is the capital of Switzerland.
You could have given me 100 years and I would have never come up with Bern as the capital of Switzerland.
I think it is.
I would have just assumed Zurich.
I think it's Bern.
Never even heard of that. All right, you know what? We like similar things. With a B?
Yeah, Bern, B-E-R-N.
Okay.
I just wowed you. I guess I was.
All right, Ireland. Argentina, Switzerland, 3 for 3. You got great choices. I don't think you're as high on mine.
Tokyo, I'm into. Mexico City, all I can think about is the Denzel movie.
I know. You got to get your mind
off
of that.
I know. I'm trying to.
Think back to Spanish class. Did you ever take Spanish class?
Of course I did. Did
you ever watch those Destinos films?
Yes.
Those people living in Mexico City.
Yes.
Mexico.
Well, you know what you need? This is... Mm. You think of the Bond film when they're doing Días de los Muertos.
I don't think I've seen that. Which one is that? Is that a newer one?
That's one of the. I think it's the Skyfall.
Skyfall.
The one after Skyfall.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Spectre.
No, I didn't see Spectre.
Okay. That's romanticized.
All right. Well.
And maybe we should do a Day of the Dead party too, along with our New Year's Eve party.
Well, let's stick to one holiday. We've already taken Memorial Day and New Year's Eve.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, I think this has been a good episode. We've got a lot accomplished here, Valdez. We didn't get to January. I know you really wanted to talk about.
You know, I was gonna
get upset with Harry Chicks.
I was gonna put that in there. Hey, speaking of hardwood floors, I'm gonna bring up January.
All right, guys. Let's have a good weekend. We're gonna hit our crab jumbo lump crab parlay. I feel it this week. We're very confident in this place.
Send us your New Year's suggestions too. At BitSeason on Twitter or DM them to us.
Also,
if you want to nominate yourself party planner.
Also, we talked last week about big ideas for the junkies in 2024. Just know that Matt and I also have big ideas for BitSeason in 2024, and hopefully we'll be able to share more down the line with you guys. All right.
Oh, what a tease.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See ya.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.